Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be featuring music from pianists Joe Seeley, Oscar Peterson, and we also have music from the Bennett Archives, plus a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with Oscar Peterson from an album that he recorded dedicated to the music of Frank Sinatra. Now, the album's entitled A Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra, and we're going to listen to Oscar's version of The Tender Trap. Oscar Peterson starting off this edition of In Transition with The Tender Trap, and that's a song that was popularized by the great vocalist Frank Sinatra. Here's some music from trumpet player, sax player, big band leader Benny Carter. Benny Carter's All-Stars on a track featured Blues for Lucky Lovers. Thank you.
This is a CHUO Black History Month Minute. Herman Poole Blount, born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1914, was a very talented pianist and developed into a prolific and wildly mysterious jazz musician, much better known as Sun Ra. Sun Ra led a band with an ever-changing roster of up to 30 musicians called The Orchestra from the mid-50s until his death in 1993. The Solar Myth Orchestra, Cosmo-Discipline Orchestra, the Blue Universe Orchestra, and many other permutations, Sun Ra and his band traveled far and wide, lived together communally, moved often, staying fresh and way ahead of their time while still covering virtually the entire history of jazz from ragtime to swing, from bebop to free jazz. Sun Ra is also considered a pioneer in electronic music and free improvisation, never too shy to unleash a way-out Moog solo. Many of Sun Ra's innovations remain important and groundbreaking. Ra was one of the first jazz leaders to use two basses, to employ the electric bass, to play electronic keyboards, to use extension percussion and polyrhythms, to explore modal music, and to pioneer solo and group free-form improvisations. In addition, he made his mark in the wider cultural context. He proclaimed the African origins of jazz, reaffirmed pride in black history, and reasserted the spiritual and mystical dimensions of music, all important factors in the black cultural political renaissance of the 60s. Sun Ra, always challenging and engaging, don't you know, and quite possibly from outer space.
They're talking about nuclear war.
Thank you.
Love Me in a Special Way, the music of Benny Golson. What a beautiful composition that was. Nice arrangement as well. And we're going to continue this afternoon with some music from pianist Joe Seeley. And I only have two of his recordings that I'll be featuring. One of them is entitled Dual Vision, and the other one is Double Entendre. He's joined on these albums with Paul Novotny on bass. And I have to tell you, these are one of my favorite albums ever. They're just beautiful. And we're going to start off with a track from Dual Vision. This is Wayne Shorter's composition, Footprints. Thank you.
Vagina Monologues are back. For more than 12 years, Eve Ensler's award-winning play has celebrated women's sexuality and strength and played an important role in the V-Day movement. On Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th, the Bronson Center will host upwards of 30 women from the Ottawa community in their production of the Vagina Monologues. All proceeds go towards the Sexual Assault Support Center of Ottawa. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8. Tickets are available online. For more information on the V-Day movement and the Vagina Monologues in your hometown, check out tvmottawa.webs.com.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece of music from pianist Anthony Davis. That was taken from Anthony's album released on the India Navigation label entitled Song for the Old World, and we heard African Ballad. I often wonder what happened to him. I haven't heard much from him in the past few years, but I know that the recordings I have, I will always treasure. He's certainly one of my favorite pianists, Anthony Davis. Before that, Joe Seeley with Paul Novotny and another beautiful rendition of Wayne Shorter's classic composition, Footprints. We also heard Benny Golson with a track called Love Me in a Special Way from his album New Time, New Tet. And way back when, we heard Benny Carter from the Benny Carter All-Stars and Blues for Lucky Lovers. Starting off the show this afternoon, we had Oscar Peterson with The Tender Trap from an album, A Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra. So that's what we've covered so far in the show today. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to get back to Oscar Peterson in just a little while, but for now, here's music from sax man Archie Shepp with pianist Dollar Brand, from their album Duet, released in 1978 on the Savoy Jazz label. We're going to hear another lovely composition entitled Left Alone. Thank you.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
I tell you, when you put those two together, you really get a beautiful sound. That was music from Oscar Peterson and Ben Webster from their album Makin' Whoopee. And we heard a track called Late Date. It's from a label called 52nd Street, if you're interested in picking up that album. And before that, we heard Archie Shepp and Dollar Brand and a beautiful tune called Left Alone. That was taken from a Savoy Jazz recording entitled Duet. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Now we're going to go way back in time to the music of Jelly Roll Morton, and this is featured on this week's edition of the Bennett Archives.
Another treat for you, and it's Jelly Roll Morton playing his famous composition, King Porter Stomp, and these are off Jazz label that, as I say, they were recorded for General, and Commodore bought them out, so here's a piano solo by the great Jelly Roll Morton, King Porter Stomp.
Thank you.
Mr. Ferdinand Jelly Roll Lamonth, better known as Jelly Roll Morton, doing his wonderful composition, King Porter Stump, which, if my memory stands in good shape, was composed for a man called Porter King. So we get King Porter Stump. Very intriguing. King Porter Stump was written, I think, before the turn of the century, and Porter King was a pool room player of great renown, apparently, in the southern states, probably New Mexico, where Morton made most of his money in those days. He was a championship pool player, and he'd take on anybody and everybody. Interesting man. And Broadway, of course, has maligned him terribly in their productions. There's a new one starting on Broadway called Jelly Roll the Man. And this may be a little more interesting because it's got some jazz input, real jazz input, into it. And they formed an all-star band to play on stage, not in the pit. So maybe Mr. Morton's story will be told properly. I mean, he's very controversial and greatly envied and was jealous of everybody else. And, of course, he stole stuff and people stole stuff from him. That was the name of the game.
Yeah, that was the name of the game, going back to the Bennett Archives. And I hope you enjoyed that Jelly Roll Morton version of King Porter's Stomp. And now we're going to go to Miles Davis's favorite pianist, Ahmad Jamal. This is from his album Jamaica, and we're going to hear Theme Bahamas. Thank you.
If you met a person with cystic fibrosis, you might not know they had this fatal, inherited disease. Because it's what happens on the inside that makes CF so devastating. Cystic fibrosis clogs the lungs with thick mucus, making every breath a struggle. It's how people with cystic fibrosis live and how they die. Now that you know the inside story, please do what you can. Visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
Thank you. Find your rhythm at Mambo, a place to share laughter, food, stories, and delicious cocktails. Mambo is fresh and exotic with explosions of new Latin-inspired flavors. Join us for our special 3-course lunch and dinner winter bites menu in celebration of winter in the capital. Mystic and Manicure Tuesdays featuring complimentary manicures, crystal readings, and cocktail tapas specials. El Barrio Thursdays featuring complimentary tango lessons from 8 to 10 p.m. Mambo, a dance, a love, a life. Or visit mambonuevolatino.com.
This is a CHUO 89.1 FM Black History Month Minute.
Portia White was born in Truro, Nova Scotia in 1911, the third in a family of 11. Her father, a Baptist minister, became the first black graduate of Acadia University in 1906. She's described as one of the greatest vocalists in Canadian history and has been repeatedly compared to Philadelphia's Marianne Anderson, also a classical contralto, also black and also female. Except for the long life and thus the lengthy career of Anderson, her story and that of Portia White's are remarkably similar. Portia White's determination to be successful in the story of her 10-mile walk each week for music lessons is well documented, but the details surrounding what followed are not so well known. Following a dream is one thing, but how this feisty woman broke all the barriers of race, gender, and the exclusivity of classical music is another. Her first concert was held in Toronto in 1941, and by 1944, she was touring internationally. That same year, the Nova Scotia Talent Trust was established to support Portia's career, an organization which still exists and has rewarded exceptional Nova Scotian artistic talents to the tune of almost $1 million. In the 50s, Portia was to give a command performance for Queen Elizabeth II. More recently, in 1998, the Nova Scotia Arts Council established the Portia White Prize, and Canada Post issued a postage stamp in her honor. 50 years earlier, however, it was a different world. By 1948, puzzling circumstances had all but stilled the amazing voice of Portia White. In the short decades to follow, Portia lived in Toronto teaching music to talents like Robert Goulet until her untimely death from cancer in 1968. She was 57 years old.
We'll be right back.
Music from the great drummer Art Blakey with Blues March, Benny Golson composition. And our next artist actually performed that track on a compilation album called The Montreux Summit many, many years ago. I remember having a double album of that, and it took up all of one side of an album, which was about, I think it was about 16, 17 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, of Blues March featuring drummer Billy Cobham. And Billy's our next performer this afternoon. This is from his album, The Art of Three. And we're going to listen to his version of Someday My Prince Will Come. And then we're going to follow that up with some more from Oscar Peterson.
Thank you. machine.
Why?
Check out the back of my debit card. I have the exchange logo.
What logo?
The exchange logo. That means no more ATM fees. I'm in the money.
I want to be in the money.
Well, check the back, Jack.
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, pin changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. Keep your change. Use the exchange.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
Sunday, February 26th, Business As Usual presents House of Soul at Aura Lounge in Hull. With a spoken word performance by Ian Kateku and a neo-soul set by Sarah MK, it's sure to be an uptown party with a downtown vibe. Aura Lounge is located at 77 Promenade Sportage in Hull. It's House of Soul, hosted by Sky, with music by DJ Lau Capone of Wild Child's Entertainment. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's an 18 and over event, and admission is only $10. This Black History Month event is happening at Aura Lounge, an upscale urban environment that transports you away from Ottawa.
Thank you. Thank you.
A stellar performance from Lionel Hampton with Oscar Peterson, and a beautiful version of Stardust. And I think at the end he was quoting, it might as well be spring if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully we'll be getting spring soon in the nation's capital. The weather's been pretty mild over the past 2-3 weeks, and this week is no exception. Highs are going to be reaching quite a bit above zero, so something to look forward to, and a sign that spring is certainly around the corner. Well, it's no secret that my favorite tenor sax player of all time is the one and only Dexter Gordon. And we're going to go back to the 60s when he was recording for Blue Note and listen to a track called Six Bits Jones. Thank you.
Tourne.
Fini, c'est saut d'humeur. Et voilà. Et quand de conduite Jocelyn, des professionnels vous accompagnent dans votre apprentissage et à votre rythme. Et quand de conduite Jocelyn, 21 années d'expérience. École reconnue par le ministère des Transports de l'Ontario et par les compagnies d'assurance. École de conduite Jocelyn, située au 487 rue Rideau. Appelez au 613-789-7878. École de conduite Jocelyn, satisfaction garantie.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing for this year, call and make your appointment at DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 29 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping small business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 67 O'Connor, Suite 525. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933.
In my grip, and I'm taking a trip out of town over the weekend. Must have a change from the sight of this strange, lonely town over the weekend. Far from the north the crowd, there must be some place for me where I can shout to the clouds, shout that I'm free, high on a mountain top. Time and the world will stop. I know time. Oh, what a day. will shout from the highest mountain top.
That was music from Diana Reeves with Over the Weekend, and we have time for just one more track. So here's Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny with You Stepped Out of a Dream. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we have the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.